This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
I am Stallings.
Kevin Stallings?
I am Kevin Stallings. Where did he coach college basketball, Trevor?
Vanderbilt.
Whoop, go.
Vanderbilt?
Before that.
I don't know. After that.
Before that.
I don't know either of those.
I don't know about Isaac. Where did Kevin Stallings coach before Vanderbilt?
Absolutely no idea.
Illinois State.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a really good coach at Illinois State.
After that, you're in Pitt into the ground.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Pitt.
He and Ed DeCellis run together in my head. And that's not a good thing.
We should just bring up random college basketball coaches.
Sure. Bill Carmody.
Throughout the show.
Let's do that the whole first hour. There you go, kids.
Here's your ESPN Radio 3-Day Forecast brought to you by the Illini Inn. View their full menu online at theIlliniInn.com. Right now it is 33 and sunny. It's going to get warmer, though. 40 is the high tomorrow, 43 the high on Saturday, and 47 and sunny. The high on Sunday. Christmas temperature, 48 and sunny. Pretty nice.
It's hard to beat.
ESPN Radio.
Flava Flav.
And here we go.
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive.
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee. Let's go for a little ride.
Talking there, sorry.
Eddie Jordan.
Oh, Eddie Jordan, the old Rutgers coach. Yeah.
They beat Wisconsin that one night, and he was crying, and he said, this is the start of Rutgers basketball, and he got fired.
That's not funny.
I didn't mean it to be funny.
I know, but I laughed. I thought it was kind of funny. Hey, it's The Drive with Tay and Piper. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise is in the house, otherwise known as Flavor Flav today. He's wearing a major clock around his chest. Not anymore. Though.
I won't.
Take it off.
Yeah.
All right. And Isaac Ambrose is here as well. We've got a little Mettler mix-up today. Nick Hardy, former Illini golfer, now a part of the Korn Ferry Tour. And I had a chat with Mike Small today, so I will kind of explain a little bit about that. But essentially, the Korn Ferry Tour, it is exactly what the Web.com Tour was, what the Nike Tour was. Mike Small, of course, won a couple of tournaments on that Nike Tour back in the day. So it's essentially the AAA of golf, so one step below the PGA. So Nick has his chance to play in that next year, along with Charlie Danielson, Scott Langley, and who am I forgetting? Who am I forgetting? Scott Langley, Charlie Danielson, and who is another really good golfer right now? There's so many of them, you forget. I'll think of it. It'll come to me. So we'll be able to talk to Nick Hardy at 5:05 about that and ask him kind of about a little bit of the camaraderie, knowing there's a lot of former Illini golfers on this tour, and they're all trying to kind of knock on the door to get to the PGA Tour. Of course, D.A. Points and Steve Stricker, a couple of Illini that have done really well on the PGA Tour. Strick, for sure, who's going to be the captain of the Ryder Cup, which is coming up. That's going to be awesome. All right, we're going to do Trev's Ticket Part 1 and 2 today. Explain.
Well, we're going to do every single bowl.
Oh, game. And three.
And I don't think we're going to count this towards our actual record because most of these games not. And
no.
Neither of us know anything about any of these teams.
No.
But I just thought it'd be fun to do them because they start on Saturday. So my thought was just kind of as we go, just keep picking games.
Awesome.
We also throw out random coaches' names.
Yeah, John and Camargo, Luke Guthrie, good one. You can call me Sal, Ricky Birdsong. Ricky Birdsong died, right?
I don't know.
Was he the Northwestern coach that got shot? Am I right when I say that?
Maybe.
Isaac, can you effort that? I'm pretty sure that was the case, that it was like a random shooting in Chicago, that it was a really sad inning, but I'm pretty sure that was Ricky Bird's song.
Gary Williams.
Gary Williams, nice. Dylan Meyer is not, Darren. Dylan Meyer is in kind of the double A of golf, so he's not quite to that Corn Ferry Tour. So, and I asked Mike that today about Dylan, and he said he's not quite there, but hopefully that'll be kind of what his next goal is for next year. So it was kind of interesting what Coach Small said today about that. You know, he was sitting there talking about, and it started to make sense to me. In the NBA, there are how many teams? 30 teams times what? 15 guys on a roster? Is that about right? So what would that be? I'm not good at math. What would 30 times 15 be? That's about 450?
Yep.
Is that right? So 450 in the NBA, right? You've got, in the NFL, you've got what, 50 or so on a roster, 53, but let's make it easy math, 50 times whatever, 30.
32.
So, yeah, 32 teams. So what's that? Whatever that is, that's a lot.
Like 1,600.
1,600. Major League Baseball, you've got 20, what, you carry 25 on a Major League Baseball roster times whatever that is, 30 teams. So, in golf, the PGA, there's 150 golfers. That's it. 150. And essentially, 50 come, 50 go. So what happens is the lower 50 drop down the next 50, which would be the top 50 of the, if I'm explaining that right, of the Corn Ferry Tour, then get on to the PGA. So
it's like soccer.
It's kind of like
soccer.
Where
the worst team gets bounced down to the lower league.
If I'm right about that, I'm almost positive. So, and of course, there's exemptions to certain tournaments. If you've won a Masters before, you can always play in the Masters, you know, stuff like that. So that's why you see a lot of times maybe a Fred Couples still playing at the Masters. Obviously, Fred not necessarily playing full time on the PGA Tour, probably more on the Champions Tour. But because he's won a Masters, he is then forever invited back to play in that tournament. So, man, what a day that would be. Like, not only do you win the Masters, but for the rest of your life, you know, you get to go to Augusta and play golf. Derek, I mean, can we do that? I would take that.
Knowing that you made it to the mountaintop and then you're not going down.
Yeah, you're not. You're never going down.
You made it.
You made it. And you're always royalty there. You're a green jacket guy at Augusta, which would be really cool. Tubby Smith. I'm trying to think if I've got stories about Tubby Smith. Tubby Smith coached Georgia, which got beat, if I'm correct, by UT Chattanooga. And UT Chattanooga then upset Illinois in the round of 32 in Charlotte, North Carolina. That was Matt Heldman, Kevin Turner and crew. When I was there covering that tournament in Charlotte, that's when I had the Glenn Rice, Matt Geiger encounter at the nightclub that was open, that was like opening at 3 a.m. And we're walking out of a bar. Well, that same trip to Charlotte, I know people have heard me talk about it. That's when I walked into a random bar on like a Friday. It was my brother and I. And in the corner of the bar, just standing, there weren't many people in the bar anyway, but in the corner of the bar, just standing, was Kerry Collins, the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. And I'm like, why is Kerry Collins here? And why is he like literally just standing by himself? So I went over, of course, and I'm like, hey, Kerry, how you doing, man? So I started talking about that Illinois-Penn State game where Penn State won like 38-35 here at Memorial Stadium. It was one of the best games. I mean, if Illinois would have won, it probably would have been one of the best games I've ever seen. But unfortunately, they had some big fullback, Brian Milne or something, some big white dude that scored a touchdown, I think, to win it. But, yeah, so I talked to Kerry Collins, and then later that night we're leaving – and we're going home at like 2 a.m., and I see this line of people to get into this nightclub, and Matt Geiger and Glenn Rice are there. And I'm like, this is awesome. Geiger had the earring in each ear. Like, I was like, okay, that looks like Matt Geiger. So, yeah, that's a good one.
Charlotte was happening.
Yeah, it was at the time. And then I found out that every street in Charlotte is one way. That has nothing to do with anything, but I just want to let you know, if you ever go to Charlotte, every street is one way. So,
Jim O'Brien.
Now, I've got a story about him. Do you want me to just keep going? Can I tell you the funny story about O'Brien? Isaac, you'll like this one. So I'm covering the Big Ten tournament. He's coaching Ohio State, and they're playing Illinois, right? So Bill Self is the coach at Illinois. And early on in the game, it's like 7-0 fouls. Ohio State has 7, Illinois has none. So there's a dead ball. Illinois is going to the free throw line. And Ed Hightower, it's down, of course, on Ohio State. You know, Illinois is going towards the Ohio State bench the first half. And we're getting ready to shoot free throws. I think it's Corey Bradford. And Jim O'Brien, as Ed Hightower is sitting from you know, where O'Brien can stand out to half court. And O'Brien, as loud as he could, looks at his assistants and he goes, guys, we need to be just like Bill Self and their staff and teach our guys not to foul because obviously they don't foul. And he yelled it. And Ed Hightower looks at him and he's like, Jim. And there was just silence. And he's like, Jim, silence. Jim. And O'Brien looks out at Ed Hightower and he's like, I don't have to talk to you, Ed. Ed goes, but you will. And so he chatted with him a little bit and he's like, let's don't make another comment like that or they're going to be back at the free throw line for a while. So that's my Jim O'Brien. You got any more?
Tommy Amaker.
Tommy Amaker. No stories on him. Coached Harvard.
And Michigan.
And Michigan. That's right. Not a very good career, has he? He's Stanford, too, right?
Was he at Stanford?
Didn't Amaker go to Stanford? I was thinking Isaac will he'll update that as well. Isaac, what'd you find on Ricky?
Ricky.
Oh, Birdsong. Oh, you typed it in.
It's not the best story. It was
right.
White supremacy issue, but yeah.
Okay, first African-American head coach at Northwestern University was murdered in 99. Okay, I remember that. I remember the sad day that was for Ricky Birdsong. So
Dan Dockich. For 12 games.
Yeah, that's right. Then he coached Ball State, and then he coached Indiana, right? Zach says the news on James Wiseman today shows elite prospects really don't care about playing in college anymore. I probably ought to read that before I just throw it out on the air. But James Wiseman is leaving Memphis, correct?
He is leaving Memphis. He announced that today on his Instagram.
Oh.
And he played 3 games for Memphis, then was ruled ineligible. He thought he was done, period. Then they went to court, I guess, and got ruled that it was going to be an 8-game suspension or something like that. And now he's done. Maybe he took his finals and was like, I'm out of here, actually.
Maybe he didn't even take his finals.
Yeah, actually, that's probably
like, I'm out,
better
man.
Story.
So, so James Wiseman not going to be playing at Memphis this year. Of course, that was the whole Penny Hardaway situation where he had given the family money for a house, correct? But that was when Penny was a high school coach.
Yeah.
Yada, yada. Yeah, we went off on that day. So
he was the number one overall player in the 2019 class.
Wow. So he'll be a lottery guy.
He's a lottery guy.
He's a
top
guy.
2 or 3 guy.
Okay. Really, I just really have nothing else.
Doc Sadler?
Where did he coach?
Nebraska wasn't in the Big Ten.
Oh, okay. Nice. Man, you could go a while probably with random Nebraska coaches, right?
There's a lot of them.
There's random Nebraska coaches everywhere.
Fred Hoiberg, Tim Miles. This is going in reverse chronological order. Doc Sadler, Barry Collier, Danny Nee, Mo Ibba. Jerry Bush, Harry Good.
Jerry Bush and Harry Good.
William Brown.
You want to invite them to your Christmas party.
This is from 1930 to 1950. It goes William Brown, Charlie Black, Harry Good, Jerry Bush.
There you go, baby. Steve Alford, says Jerry. Steve, of course, did not do well at New Mexico or New Mexico State.
New Mexico.
And then he went to UCLA. Did not do well there as well. I thought of Tim Floyd.
Yeah.
Iowa State. Now, he took the picture with he was like at some college party. Mm. Tim Floyd was holding a beer or whatever. And I think he got in some trouble about that. So, man, how did we get on that?
Penn State's another weird one.
Oh.
Ed DeCellis, Pat Chambers, Jerry Dunn, Bruce Parkhill, Dick Harder.
Bruce Parkhill.
Elmer Gross.
Any relation?
Oh, to John?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No relation to John.
Next question.
Okay, that's fair.
A couple Sweet 16s for Steve Alford at UCLA, but outside of that, really disappointing.
Who was the guy that did really well at UCLA, kept getting him to the Final Four, and then he got in troubles at Jim Herrick. Is that right?
I'm thinking of...
I think so.
Ben Howland is who I'm thinking
of. Oh, okay, maybe it was Ben Howland. Yeah. Not Herrick.
Bill Herrick Carmody was at Northwestern for 14 years, and he had an under 500 record overall.
You know what? I think this guy's right. That was Larry Eustace that was in the picture. Good call. That was not Tim Floyd. Tim Floyd just coached at Ohio State, or Iowa State. Sorry, Tim. I didn't mean to throw you under the bus there with that. Bill Carmody was one of the worst mouths in terms of cussing you'll ever hear, ever on a basketball
court. They also had Tex Winter as a head coach,
ooh,
which sounds like a name out of Red Dead Redemption.
Didn't he he coached in the NBA for a while as assistant, right, with Phil Jackson? Was that with the Bulls?
Sounds right.
I think that is right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So then Ken sent that in as well. Larry Eustace, the Iowa State coach, photographed drinking with the co-eds.
Remember when Bo Ryan just retired after a random game in December?
Yeah.
That was weird.
That was weird. I had lunch with Bo Ryan.
I love talking to Bo Ryan at Big Ten Media
Days. Was he pretty cool?
Oh, he was awesome.
Who are some of your favorite? I mean, this is kind of a free-for-all.
At the very top of the list is Bo Ryan and Tim Miles.
Really?
Whenever Tim Miles would take the podium, that you knew it was comedy hour.
Yes. Was Bo just...
I don't know what that says about his basketball coaching career, but yes.
I thought he did pretty well at Nebraska. No, when they got rid of him.
Yeah.
Nebraska, man, they get rid of coaches Bo Pelini, and then they're like, well, we haven't been good since. That was that's interesting. Bo Ryan was kind of just a matter-of-fact, no-nonsense guy, right?
Yeah, he'd throw in humor, but you'd have to know the context of the humor because it's not going to change his facial expression at all. But I just thought he was a really cool guy.
Is Izzo fun? He's kind of just bland, isn't he?
Yeah. I feel like people – now I'm really just getting off.
Okay.
I feel like people – forget that like a year ago we had this huge thing with Izzo where he just avoided the media for a month and lied about this scandal.
Oh, that's right.
And basically said he didn't know anything even though it was proven that he did. Nothing ever came of it for him, but there was like 2 weeks there where we were on this show and said that we thought he wouldn't coach the next game.
Yeah.
I mean, remember you sat there and said, I don't think he's going to be there the next game.
That's right.
And it kind of just blew over.
It did.
He's no less or more culpable than he was.
Did the whole Michigan State thing just blow over?
Kind of seems like it.
Doesn't it?
I mean, they had all that with the gymnastics stuff for Michigan State.
Right.
But for the basketball
and
stuff.
Even football, too.
Right.
Yeah, and football. They had issues with both. And it does seem. Anthony says Jim Herrick, that's right, UCLA and Georgia, cheated at both. So, yeah, that's about right.
We never played our game where I just say random schools and a recruit that they land and just go, and then don't actually implicate anything.
James Wiseman.
Well, yeah. Like, you know, like Tom Crean in Georgia got the number one recruit in the nation, Anthony Edwards.
That's right.
Who was the
kid down that had Ben Simmons at LSU?
Will Wade?
Will Wade, yeah. That's a big
one. Was it Will Wade before, or it was
No,
he,
it was
Johnny Jones.
Yep, Johnny Jones, yeah. Johnny Jones is the one that brought those guys
Simmons,
in?
Simmons, yeah.
Ah, okay. I said to that.
Things that make you go,
Yeah, exactly. All right, Trev's ticket. What we're going to do today is go through every bowl game. So we're pretty much just checking out.
With some really uneducated advice.
We're just checking out.
I typed out all the bowls.
We'll get there about
Christmas.
Halfway through, then we'll start to really be able to.
I typed out all the bowl games for
give
you guys
something.
And the current Bovada line.
Okay.
So
you don't have much on Charlotte and Buffalo pipes? I always tell people out in the public, I'm like, Derek comes ready to play every
day.
Yeah,
this one is really bothering me. It's really getting after me.
Now you get to feel like what Lante feels every day. So
I got back from the Underwood presser and I started looking at some of these early ones. I'm like, man, this is trying to do a little bit of research. I'm like, I don't have enough time.
It's not even worth it. You just give it up. Let's see how good you are at BS like I am and see how well you can do that.
Kentucky got the second best player in the 2018 recruiting class.
Probably because of the victory over Illinois in the NCAA tournament the one year. No doubt that carryover effect.
Surely, probably from that.
I did see a quote today that Jeremy Warner tweeted out that Lovie Smith talking about not getting many kids, if at all, got one from the state of Illinois. And he basically just said, I'm disappointed in the fact that, you know, we offered them and they decided to go elsewhere. And Derek, you know, I was complaining about this yesterday. I was on my soapbox yesterday that eventually you need to start getting recruits from your own state. I mean, that would help. Ricky Smalling back in the day kind of started that little trend with Lovie, but certainly not many have followed. And, you know, you can't make a kid sign. And so that's the frustrating thing. But what is, you know, it just still perplexes me that Illinois, you would think just accidentally would get four or five guys from the state of Illinois, but unfortunately only one this year of the top 25 and just one in all in general.
Yeah, you can get talent from anywhere, and we mentioned that. You can go to Texas or Florida or wherever it may be, but when your ranking isn't necessarily where you want it to be, the first place you're going to look is back at home and see the success that you didn't necessarily have. So one out of your top 25 players in state is not good enough.
No.
And clearly, you got to win more to have that change, and Illinois got to a bowl game, so we'll see what changes there in 2021. But yeah, it's on the staff to address that and find ways to make those inroads and change some opinions back home.
Trevor, what did you think of the class yesterday? 12 kids. I think there's still time to get some transfers. Obviously,
that's my biggest takeaway, honestly, is how the transfer portal is going to affect everything from this point forward, and not just for Illinois, because you kind of saw it in a biased perspective how well it worked. But a lot of schools are doing this now.
No, there's no doubt.
It's almost like you close out the recruiting class, but there's a giant asterisk on it.
Yeah.
Because they've got the class calculator where you can add in
the transfers star rating to see how much it would improve your class. And so it's almost like you wrap up the class and you're like, well, we're not actually done at all. You know, the DB is a big need, or defensive line is a big need. So it's hard to sit there and go, well, they didn't get any DBs. Well, for all we know, in a month, they might have three.
That's a good call.
Former four-star DBs. You know, I mean, I'm just supposing.
No, I see what you're saying.
The transfer market does make a big difference on that. So I think it's interesting to see going forward with the early signing period, maybe even potentially getting earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What the transfer market does to that, because you kind of have to withhold your judgment on how many people you're bringing in if you're going to bring in five more impact guys that aren't on anybody's radar right now.
And you hope that, I know, Derek, you mentioned that yesterday, you hope some of your young kids mature quick on that defensive line, and like a Randolph and such.
Randolph,
and
Coleman.
Coleman, yeah.
Paula.
So you're going to need
Calvin that. Avery.
Calvin Avery.
A little bit of pressure I'd be feeling if I were one of them if you were to add a transfer.
Sure.
Because suddenly, and I'm not going to go so far to say it's like you need to crean someone off the roster, but if you're adding five impact transfers, suddenly if you're the fourth defensive lineman right now, you're going to be the seventh defensive lineman.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, that's another aspect of it where as you bring guys in, some other guys might want to leave if their roles are being usurped.
Exactly. No, that's a good call.
Andy Enfield was implicated in the FBI investigation. The number one recruit in the 2020 class is going to USC.
Now, he was at Florida Gulf Coast before that, right? He was the...
well, we know he can recruit. He's,
yeah.
See who he's married
so
to.
This legit, the top two recruits for next year's class are committed to Oklahoma State and USC.
Oh.
Two of the four schools directly implicated in the FBI investigation.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Things that make you go,
Somebody said Kevin O'Neill was the Northwestern coach with the awful mouth for cursing. Yeah, he was as well. They had a couple in a row that were like that. So, but believe me, I sat behind the bench plenty of times during Northwestern games and heard some foul language, I'll put it that way, but never bothered me.
Never sat behind the Illinois bench?
I was always closer to the other
bench. I'm talking about right now.
Oh, well, right. I think that, I think Brad Underwood doesn't mind that as well.
I heard Self was pretty colorful in practice.
Mm-hmm. I bet he was. Bill Self, man, he was so cool. Lon Kruger was not. I can almost promise you that Lon Kruger has probably never cursed in his life. He just is one of those guys. He's just one of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet in your life.
Let's see if you can have that set up. Then one time if you come into a game and you say something, the players are like, whoa.
Their eyes get big. They're like, whoa, did you hear what Coach just said? All right, Nick Hardy, former Illini golfer at 5:05. We'll do the Mettler mix-up at the end of this hour. And when we come back, we'll start ripping through all of the bowl games. Are we saving? Yes, we are. The Red Box Bowl for the very last one. So we will go through all of these games. We won't know anything about the first 12 or so, but we will act like we do because that's what we do best. If you want to weigh in, and a lot of you already have, 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. You can follow us on Twitter. Just search at The Drive 93.5.
Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to TayandPiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at ESPNCU.com, or you can watch us live on YouTube. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive
93.5. Oh, here we go again. It's that time. If you're a rap fan and you want to go see him in concert, you've got a chance. And that is thanks to Stephanie Pratt, the realtor that rocks. She wants to wrap up the year with a bang and take you and a friend in one of Larry's limousines to enjoy the rockin' show on December 27th. So that is coming up at the Arcata Theater. All we need you to do right now, if you're interested in going, and please only text in if you can go on December 27th. You'll get in a limousine with Stephanie, some of her friends, one of Larry's limousines. They'll take you to the show and back. You'll have some fun in the limo going and coming back, of course. So if you're interested, please text in the word RAT, R-A-T-T, RAT, at 359-2255. If you do that, you qualify to win a pair of tickets to the sold-out show in St. Charles. St. Charles, just north of Aurora, of course. Again, RAT, R-A-T-T. We will pick our winner on Friday the 20th, and it could be a great stocking stuffer from the realtor that rocks, Stephanie Pratt, Larry's Limousines, and the Arcata Theater. Check that out, arcadatheater.com. That's A-R-C-A-D-A theater.com. RAT, December 27th. Yeah, I'm in. It is The Drive.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point. with Mike Golic, Trey Wingo, and Mike Golic Jr.
Last year, when things were going well for the Bears, it was Mitchell Trubisky. Matt Nagy was getting a lot more of the credit than Mitch was last year.
Correct.
Because these were a lot of wide open throws. We talked about the scheme, all these ways we thought it helped. Now this year, it's gone from, all right, we expect Mitch to take the next step. We knew that we've been building towards this for a while with Mitch. What's going to be interesting is we had a great crop of quarterbacks in that 2018 draft. We have seen a lot of them start to flounder.
Right.
Sam Darnold has had an off year. Now, a lot of that's marred by illness and stuff. But Josh Allen trending in the right direction, so we can throw in there. Josh Rosen, that has been a disaster so far for his career. Baker Mayfield has had a struggle year. How soon are we going to start doing this with Lamar Jackson?
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
Before I got married, my dad told me, happy wife, happy life.
Really? Mine told me, get her bling, you'll be king.
That man's a genius.
The clock's ticking till Christmas, and your JCPenney associate will help you find the perfect gift. JCPenney rewards members get select diamond jewelry for $25 each, or get an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Use it to get 70% off select gold and silver jewelry. JCPenney. Offer valid 12/19 to 12/24. Credit offer subject to credit approval. $25 jewelry excluded from coupons and rewards. Other exclusions apply. See jcp.com for coupon and details.
The Home Depot delivers on your terms. Just say when, where, and how. Get free delivery on over a million items. No membership required. Need it fast? Order in-stock items online and pick them up in as little as 2 hours. Or tell us when you'll be home and we'll bring your order to your front door today. This is how doers get more done. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
Before I got married, my dad told me, happy wife, happy life.
Really? Mine told me, get her bling, you'll be king.
That man's a genius.
The clock's ticking till Christmas, and your JCPenney associate will help you find the perfect gift. JCPenney rewards members get select diamond jewelry for $25 each, or get an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Use it to get 70% off select gold and silver jewelry. JCPenney. Offer valid 12/19 to 12/24. Credit offer subject to credit approval. $25 jewelry excluded from coupons and rewards. Other exclusions apply. See jcp.com for coupon and details.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you...
Oh my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you...
No way.
Or even...
Awesome.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chestnut shell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 Accord from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019 with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers. Hurry into your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes hybrid models based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you...
Oh my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you...
No way.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chestnut shell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 Civic from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to CentralILHondaDealers.com.
Based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa.
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times, as represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Aw, it's a BB gun.
What's wrong, Ralphie? It looks like there are 2 more gifts over there. Open them.
It's a moving truck. It's 2 professional movers. Wow, I got 2 men in a truck for Christmas. Now we don't have to deal with moving in the winter on our own. This is the best Christmas ever.
Get your holidays moving stress-free. Go to twomenchampagne.com to start your free estimate.
Full-size moving trucks will not fit under most Christmas trees. Movers and trucks are not sold separately.
Hey, Illini fans, we're going bowling. Coach Levy
Robbie Smith and your football team are bowl bound for the first time since 2014. Get all your gear to show your support at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Whether you're looking for a great gift for the Illinois football fan in your life or just looking for a celebratory bowl t-shirt, Game Day Spirit is the store for you. Find us in Champaign or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. And go Illini!
Hey guys, it's Shane from Rosati's. Hard to believe, but Christmas is less than 40 days away. And I'm here to remind you that gift certificates from Rosati's Pizza make a great gift or stocking stuffer. Right now, buy $25 in gift certificates and get $5 for yourself. You're giving and receiving when you shop local with Rosati's Pizza. Again, buy $25 in gift certificates and get $5 for yourself. We're making your holiday shopping easy this year. Stop in Rosati's at 701 South Gregory in Urbana or give us a call at 328-2334.
The Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Got a show on Netflix right now. Viewer discretion advised. Oh my, the dirt.
Yeah.
Oh boy. It's The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper. I got through 10 minutes of it. I shut it off. I was like, okay, I need brace myself for that one.
I saw Knives Out last night.
Oh yeah, I
really
loved
good.
It.
Very good.
I loved it. Isaac, have you seen that?
I've not seen it, but
are you a movie goer?
I am. I just saw Ford vs. Ferrari. Liked it a lot.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Story.
And I'm doubling
you
up.
Know who's in that?
Matt Damon. I'm doubling up because tonight I'm going to Star Wars. So that's
You're going to do that. Nights.
Yep.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
If I tried to go New Year's Eve to Star Wars, it's going to be packed, right? I mean, New Year's Eve. Christmas Eve.
I mean, it'd have been out 2 weeks by then.
Christmas Eve, though, is like everybody goes to a movie.
Oh, Christmas Eve. Yeah.
That was my fault. I said New Year's Eve. All right, Isaac Ambrose, we're gonna start ripping through some of these bowl games. But, Isaac, you had a cool little ditty here with regards to Illinois getting one out of their top 25. Well, they only had one kid right now in the state of Illinois that signed with the football team, and you were looking at some other area schools kind of close to Illinois. What'd you find out on that?
Okay, so not to tick anybody off. If you're frustrated about Lovie Smith's recruiting in state. So just to compare a little bit, Missouri got 5 of their top 25 in-state kids for the 2020 class. Indiana got 5 of their top 25. Iowa got 4. Michigan got 4. And Alabama got 10.
10, wow. Alabama pretty much just gets who they want, right?
But you know what's frustrating about that to me is I think I hear that in a vacuum, and I think, well, okay, Missouri's better than Illinois, Indiana's better than Illinois. But as Derek mentioned yesterday, these are schools that you're having better records from this year.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, if there needs to be a year when you capitalize on getting more guys in your state than Purdue does in their state, or getting more guys in your state than Missouri does, it's when you're actually better than them.
Now, here's what I'll say, though. Let's be honest. You were 2-4 at one point when a lot of these kids were making their decision, and this is the first year you've really won with Lovie. And
I get it. There has to be
in a while.
There has to be more of a perception shift. I'm just saying that I agree with Derek that you're running down all these schools that they're competing with. And actually, my mindset is, well, that's okay. They're not going to beat out, you know, a Northwestern for a kid. Well, Northwestern was worse than you this year.
Exactly.
So actually, you should be beating them out for a kid, you know?
Although, but you're right. But in the last couple of years, when they were winning 10 games and winning the Big Ten West, that's when a lot of these kids probably were making their decisions. And that's why maybe next year you got to make some hay.
Yeah. I guess I didn't think about the fact that you'd probably have to have stacked good years.
Mm-hmm.
That might sound funny, but, you know, we were so desperate for one good season.
It's true.
And how that could change the recruiting momentum, but maybe you have to have two good seasons before it changes recruiting momentum.
And I'll say this, Isaac, you mentioned you're like, if you're mad about it, for me, it's more of just, I'm worried a little bit. I'm not mad because I feel like Lovie and the staff is still going out and getting talent. They're just not maybe doing it in the state of Illinois, and it worries me a little bit with regards to, I just feel like it should be automatic that you'd be able to get two or three guys from your own state every year. But you know what? It is what it is, and we'll just see what happens here. All right, bowl games. It's Trev's ticket, part one. So we're not only just picking the winner, but we're actually going against the spread on this.
Yeah, you're only picking the spread, but that inherently means you're picking the winner.
Picking the winner, right. All right. Here's your F-ball music.
We can play Trev's ticket intro next hour.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
That's
okay. We only have about 8 minutes here.
Okay.
So these are the ones that no one cares about. First bowl game of the season. Buffalo versus Charlotte in the Bahamas Bowl. Now, this game is actually always really good.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. These kids get to go to the Bahamas.
Right.
Yeah. They're the luckiest kids of all these bowl games.
This was the game a few years ago where I believe it was Central Michigan pulled off that insane lateral play to tie the game at the last second, and won in overtime like 62-59. And I want to say Toledo had a high-scoring game in a shootout there last year, maybe. So
Did it top the Boise State game where the dude actually proposed?
The Fiesta Bowl?
Yeah, was that the best bowl game ever?
Yes.
They ran the Statue of Liberty. Good call.
But you can't write it up better than that. Like, the biggest upset, even though Boise State was
with
good going
Statue
in that
of Liberty.
Game. Then he runs immediately over to propose. Just proposes. That's like a movie right there.
That's crazy. I wonder how many kids they have now.
I don't know.
Well, that would be a story.
You want me to get him on?
Yeah. Let's get her on.
How many times?
Let's get her on, not him.
Consummated your bowl celebration. Lante is wondering.
What was your thought when that happened? No, that was cool, though.
Okay, we got Buffalo -7 over Charlotte. Charlotte is the 49ers. Buffalo, they got a really good mobile quarterback, or at least they did 2 years ago when I last watched Buffalo. I'm glad you know that. Buffalo, I believe, won the MAC, one of the divisions of the MAC, I want to say.
Okay.
And then lost in the championship game.
They're usually pretty good.
They are. They're -7 against Charlotte.
Well, here's the deal. I mentioned Charlotte earlier today, and the fact that I've been to Charlotte. I've never been to Buffalo. I'm taking Charlotte to stay within 7 of this. So give me Charlotte. Give me the Niners.
I am taking, by the way, the forecast for this game, 76, although 28-mile-an-hour winds.
Whoa.
That's going to change some things. So looks like the under is a fun play. And Derek's doing his best to actually come at it with
some. Yeah, I know. I got nothing, guys. Come on.
And I basically said I've been to Charlotte, not Buffalo.
I'm a little angry at Khalil Mack, Buffalo Bulls. Oh. So I'm going to go Charlotte.
Good call.
+7. I'm going Buffalo -7.
Okay. You're always against us.
Next up, the Frisco Bowl. I don't know where that is. Utah State is a 6.5-point favorite over Kent State.
You would
think
San Francisco, but it's not.
Well, Frisco isn't really short for San Francisco. There's no F in Cisco.
I put them together.
Yeah, the Frisco Bowl.
The Frisco Bowl.
Utah State is as
good
as the Frisco Patty Melt. Steak and Shake.
Oh,
that's a thing, right?
I've never had it.
I don't think I've had it either. I've never had it either.
I've never been to Utah. I've been to Ohio. I'll go. Utah State always scores a lot.
They beat BYU this year, who beat USC.
Oh, my. I will take Utah State. And USC beat Oregon, right? So Utah State better than Oregon?
No, Oregon.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
ASU was the school that beat Oregon.
Oh, that's right. And Oregon beat Arizona State. Okay, we'll stop. I'm going Utah State, though, to cover the 6.5. They'll win by a touchdown.
Utah State just had their quarterback and a handful of others cited for marijuana possession. They will play in the game.
Oh,
though.
Well, that would have been a big.
I think their focus will be a little hazy, though. Kent State.
Oh, my. I was taking a drink. I about spit up my water there. That was good.
Utah State -6.5.
Okay.
I'm taking Utah State.
Okay.
Next up, the Celebration Bowl.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
We must have just run out of the names or something.
Yeah.
North Carolina A&T.
Is there anything to really celebrate about these teams?
North Carolina A&T, whose basketball team will be here in 10 days. 2.5-point favorite over Alcorn State.
Illinois plays UNC A&T in basketball in like a week, right?
Yeah.
So because of that, I will go with UNC A&T covering the 2.5 and beating Alcorn State. And God bless Steve McNair.
All right, when I saw Alcorn, I thought of acorns.
Yeah, me too.
And then I went to squirrels to get prepared for the winter, so Alcorn State will be ready in December, Alcorn State.
Okay. This makes sense.
I know we would do this. I have AT&T, not a huge fan. I know it's A&T.
Yeah.
I, too, will go with Alcorn State.
Okay, you guys always go against me.
Next up, the New Mexico Bowl. I'm going to assume this one is in Albuquerque, New Mexico. San Diego State, a 3.5-point favorite over Central Michigan. San Diego State won the Mountain West
Does that make sense? There's two divisions.
There's two divisions in the Mountain West. I don't think they're west and east.
That makes sense.
They're 3.5, so you get the little hook there. They can't just win by three over Central Michigan.
I think the ghost of Marshall Faulk still hanging around San Diego State. I'll take them to cover the 3.5.
Things are going well at San Diego State. They're undefeated in basketball.
They're number one in the net right now.
Are they really?
Yep. Really?
Yep, they've skyrocketed to one.
Wow.
I'm going.
Is that where your boy played for, won the NBA title?
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi.
It was the Aztecs.
Steve Fisher coached there, right?
Yep. That is also correct.
Steve Fisher from Heron, Illinois.
I, too, am going with San Diego State minus 3.5. So we actually all agree on one. Next up is the, I think it's Fight for a Cure Bowl.
So I have a chipped tooth. Have I told you guys this?
No.
And it's just digging in on my tongue. And the worst thing you can do is talk.
Sorry to hear that. Luckily, your job does not revolve around
Isaac,
talking.
Can you look and see in the kitchen if we have like a marshmallow that I'm kidding?
You always brag how you never miss shows for actually like being sick or physical ailments.
The only time I've missed a show due to any kind of an, it was, I had a tooth pulled.
I remember that.
And I was bleeding to the point where I could not come in. It was right after the Cardinals won a World Series.
Hmm.
So, but I'm here, chip tooth and all. Right. My tongue is just bleeding right now, though, I think.
Wow. Okay. Next up, don't know where to go from that. It's the...
The Cure. I need a cure.
The Cure Bowl. Georgia Southern 4-point favorite over Liberty, who had Hugh Freeze as their coach.
I believe, really?
You know, he had the storyline where he was sick.
Yeah.
But he fell into the coach, so they wheeled the hospital bed up into the press box. Yep. And he was sitting up. I'm not laughing at, you know, his ailment, but... That was kind of an interesting image. They're 4-point underdogs to Georgia Southern.
Well, Jeremy Warner years ago was able to get Hugh Freeze on the Tay and Jay show. So he is a friend of our
Arkansas State
station.
Right?
Yep.
Yep.
So because of that, I'll go with Hugh Freeze. He's at Liberty, right?
Yep.
I'll go Liberty to cover the 4.
Liberty lost to Rutgers this year. There's no way in heck I'm picking them. Georgia Southern.
I didn't know that.
Liberty beat Mississippi State in the 12-5 in the NCAA tournament.
Oh.
I'm going Liberty.
Okay.
Nice. I didn't know about the Rutgers.
First time you've ever gone with me on.
The next up is the Boca Raton Bowl.
You've got to have a lot of money to go down
Florida
there.
Atlantic is playing in Florida Atlantic Stadium, but SMU is minus 3.5. They're playing at home. I mean, how lame is that?
That would be boring.
Congratulations, you're going bowling. You get to... Go nowhere.
Play in your own stadium?
So you got SMU, who was actually really good.
They're not playing Illinois, and then next year they come up with a rule that you can't play a bowl game in your own stadium.
SMU is minus 3.5. They were really good this year. They only lost to, I believe, Memphis, who ended up winning the AAC.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they lost one more time.
Navy.
Their only other loss. But SMU is pretty good. They're favored by 3.5. Again, you have that hook, though.
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin's last game at FAU before he goes to Ole Miss.
Oh. I'm a big fan of Lane's wife, so I'm going to take FAU to win, I guess.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Plus 3.5. I mean,
yes,
they could lose by a
points.
Field goal and you'd cover. I actually know something about SMU. They're a very good offensive team, so I can give some kind of analysis here. And they also beat my beloved Tulane team. I don't know how profitable they were for me throughout this season, but I'll go SMU minus 3.
Good.
Yeah, I'm going SMU. It's almost stinky sniffy to me.
Yeah, good call.
Teams lost their coach against the top 25 team. A couple more here. Camellia Bowl. That's Hugh Freeze just mentioned. Arkansas State minus 2.5 over Florida International.
Okay, I want to live in Florida one day, so I'm going to go with as many Florida schools as I can. I'll go FIU, getting
plus
me 2.5.
All right.
Yep, that's what I'm doing.
Ron Turner coached at FIU.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure where Ron Turner currently is, but I think he wants me to pick FIU. So
he was
I
on
will.
The show with us not long ago.
Is that right?
Yeah, when
to the Colts?
Was he on the show when we hired... Why did we have him on the show?
Oh, didn't
it was Whitman,
he
right?
recommend
oh, it was Whitman.
Whitman? Yeah, because Whitman was tight with him.
Yeah, good call.
I'm going Arkansas State minus 2.5. All I got to do is win by a field goal.
Always going against
Whitman. Next up, the Las Vegas Bowl. This one's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
First of all, it's in Vegas.
Okay.
Second of all, it's Chris Peterson's last game at Washington, and he's playing the team that he was coach of for a decade in Boise State. So Washington, last game for Chris Peterson, send him out against his former school. Boise State was really good. They won the Mountain West again. Washington minus 3.5 over Boise State.
Where's he going?
He's retiring.
Oh, he's just retiring.
Yep.
Good for him. I'll go with Washington. He's not going to lose his last game. I'll go Washington winning by 3.5. I don't care about the hook.
Okay. This is tough.
Yeah.
Who's quarterback for Boise State? It's not Zabransky anymore. They have a good one this year.
They do. I don't know his name.
I don't know, but I like that guy.
The Michelin Man.
That's a great analysis. I like that guy. Boise State, plus 3.5.
Well, they have the Michelin Man. You can always trust him. So boom. I'm going Boise State,
okay.
Plus 3.5. We got to take a break, which is perfect because the F-ball music's running out. When we come back, the Mettler mix-up with Doctor of Physical Therapy, Jeff Schroeder. We're going to chat with Jeff next. It is The Drive.
Before I got married, my dad told me, happy wife, happy life.
Really?
Mine told me, get her bling, you'll be king.
That man's a genius.
The clock's ticking till Christmas, and your JCPenney associate will help you find the perfect gift. JCPenney rewards members get select diamond jewelry for $25 each, or get an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Use it to get 70% off select gold and silver jewelry. JCPenney. Offer valid 12/19 to 12/24. Credit offer subject to credit approval. $25 jewelry excluded from coupons and rewards. Other exclusions apply. See jcp.com for coupon and details.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Now, you have a chance to buy a new Honda at 0.9% financing for 72 months. That doesn't happen very often. Get your details at drivechampagne.com or stop by the award-winning dealership off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. It's Honda BMW. Again, 0.9% financing for 72 months till the end of the year. Visit Honda today. DriveChampagne.com online off Neil at Burwash in Savoy.
Hey, this is Stephanie Pratt, Cole Banker Real Estate Group, your realtor that rocks the real estate market. And I'm going to take you round and round with Rat at the Arcata Theater on December 27th. This is a sold-out show for Stephen Piercy and the gang. And only one lucky listener and a friend get to go with me, listen to The Drive, and text the word RAT when Tay and Piper cue you in. So we're rocking with RAT and the realtor that rocks, Stephanie Pratt, Old Banker Real Estate Group, Larry's Limousine Service, the Arcata Theater in St. Charles, Illinois, and ESPN 93.5.
When you partner with Busey, you help build a better future for our community. Busey reinvests in our neighborhoods, helps students achieve their dreams, supports local businesses, and makes the dream of homeownership possible. For your personal, business, mortgage, and wealth management needs, partner with Busey to ensure your dreams become a reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fly into the holiday season with Cardinals Ticket Packs. 5, 6, and 10-game ticket packs are on sale now and feature the season's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the opening day pack, the jersey pack, the bobblehead pack, weekend packs, and more. For a limited time, upgrade your pack to a premium pack to guarantee all-included promo items. Ticket packs start at just $54 and are on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper. It's time for the Mettler Mix-Up with Doctor of Physical Therapy, Jeff Schroeder. The Mettler Mix-Up, we do it every Thursday. Tackle your questions and also injuries around the sports world. Jeff Schroeder, how are you, my friend?
Doing well, man, doing well. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy all those fun things.
Are the kids all excited about Santa coming?
Yeah, my five-year-old is definitely fired up, and by default, the three-year-old is also. He doesn't quite get it, but he knows something is exciting.
Yeah, I mean, when there's things just wrapped up in the corner of a room, you're like, why can't we just open it? At that age, you're like, why can't we just open this?
You,
it's like,
yeah, right.
It's like, guess what? You're going to get even more on Christmas Day.
More than you deserve.
Oh, and it's awesome. And stocking's still always my favorite thing. the stocking.
Yeah. Love it. Yep.
Probably not good for health, but hey, that's one day of year we can let that roll. All right, Jeff, we had a listener submitted question, and the end of this is a great part for me because I can't seem to find one I like, so I'll get to it. It says, I have frequent neck pain when I wake up. Are there any daily exercises I could do to prevent this, or maybe a specific type of pillow that would help support my neck? I swear I'm on a run of about 5 years where I cannot find a pillow that I like, but that's not the question. I know you're not a pillow expert. Are there things you could do for like a neck pain if you're waking up frequently with that?
There's a lot of things you can do, and no, I'm not a pillow expert, but we get asked as physical therapists a lot of times, what's the best pillow? What's the best mattress? What do you recommend? Look, if you're having neck pain when you wake up, there's probably a lot of factors related to this. Position in which you sleep could be one of those big factors. For example, a lot of people like to sleep on their stomach, and I recommend that they don't do that, and that's probably the least favorable position, because if you're laying on your stomach, your head has to turn one way or the other in order to breathe. And that can put your neck in, one side of your neck is in a lengthened position, the other side is in a shortened position as far as the muscles go. And that can create some stiffness and problems in your neck. Also, shoulders and other parts of the upper body there. Often then people will lay on their sides. And if the pillow's too thin, what do you do? You put your arm underneath it.
That's what I do every time.
You double up the pillow. Or you go out and you found this great new pillow and you're like, okay, this is it. And it's too thick.
Right.
And then your head feels like it's cranked up. So the rule of thumb I tell folks is the distance between the tip of your shoulder and the hollow of your neck, you want that to be filled up comfortably with the right pillow.
Okay.
And everybody's a little bit different as far as that length and that relationship that I talk about. You do want a pillow to be, it doesn't have to be super firm, but if it's real soft, that distance is going to be a little bit compromised because your head's going to fall towards the bed.
Yep.
And so I say probably something that's a little bit thicker, has a little bit more firmness is going to do better for folks. So you eliminate trying to use your arm, shoulder, or other methods to accommodate that position. We want our head in a neutral position. We want it so that it's just relaxing comfortably.
I will always be in debt to the Mettler Center because it's ironic that you mentioned that about putting your arm up through the pillow. It was after 6 months of doing that and feeling pain every night that I finally said, okay, Lon, you idiot, go do something. And I went to the Mettler Center, and you guys corrected me. Matthew Gordon has my shoulder completely healed, and it has been for a couple of years, and I can't thank you guys enough. And I can go out, play catch now with my kids and not feel pain, and it's an amazing thing. And that's what you guys do at the Mettler Center. I mean, have you ever thought about how many times you've corrected something and helped somebody with an injury and how many times you've bettered a life?
Yeah, it's what gives me joy in what I do. Now, one of the things related to what you just said, Lon, is, look, we can work on folks and we give them exercises, but if they're repeatedly doing these minor little things,
right,
these habitual things, and we're not addressing that as well, you may not get that last hurdle of improvement.
Yep.
And so what we found is, like, you got to look at it from the complete angle. So this question that the listener submitted is a great question.
It really is.
We answer it a lot, and we try to. That's a very important component of what we do for our approach over here at Mettler.
Jeff, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Please tell everybody the same at the Mettler Center, please.
I will do that. And you guys enjoy your weekend and the next week. And I hope it's fun and festive and enjoy it.
Perfect, buddy. I'll talk to you soon. Jeff Schroeder. Okay, Mettler Mix-Up. They do a wonderful job at the Mettler Center. Believe me, I'm one of the ones that went, and I am healed. Nick Hardy, former Illini golfer, will join us next. It's The Drive.